Now back to the Dave Nemo Show on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio.
And it's time for the state of trucking. And this morning, that state is Idaho. And Alan Hodges is going to be joining us in just a little bit. He's the president and CEO of the ITA, the Idaho Trucking Association. We'll take a look at the trucking world overall in Idaho. It's very much more diverse than you might think. And then we'll take a look at the association itself. And we'll take a look at some of the key issues in trucking, not the least of which is the future of trucking and where are the drivers coming from. Well, they've got to be coming out of schools. What kind of schools? Well, preferably now, in many cases, high schools. And the folks at the ITA are really doing something about that. And we'll talk about what has happened at Middleton High School up in Idaho. And then the simulator that ITA has is going to start traveling around the state visiting schools, and we'll talk with Alan about that. Also, which is at the top of your list? Traditionally, over my 50-year experience sitting here on the side of the road behind the microphone, drivers have always said here that, well, there are three things that are critical: respect, honesty, and, yeah, pay, of course. But lately, all we've been hearing about is pay. We're going to raise your pay. We're going to give you a bonus. Pay, pay, pay. And it doesn't seem to be pulling a lot of people into trucking. So what else can pull people in? Is pay really the number one thing? Certainly, it's one of the number ones, if you will. But I don't know that it is or even should be the only thing, because if you do something just for the money, you're not going to like it, and you're not going to last. I certainly couldn't do what I do just for the money. You got to love what you do. So we'll find out all of that and more with Alan Hodges from the Idaho Trucking Association on this edition of The State of Trucking. John Turner joins us in the next hour for the business of trucking. In trucking, there's lots of talk about rates, and like your golf score, there's one rate you want super low, the turnover rate. At Load One, America's expediting innovator, the owner-operator turnover rate is just that, super low. And that's a good way to prove Load One's commitment to excellence. At Load One, they say the future belongs to those who deliver. So take a little time, visit the Load One site. Maybe start with the FAQ page. Lots there. Look at all the options. And remember, Load One hires to retire. www.load1.com. Load1.com. Or 800-506-4422.
I'm Todd Nicely, former corporal in the United States Marine Corps. On March 26, 2010, I was severely injured while on combat patrol in Afghanistan. I lost parts of both my arms and both my legs, and my life was changed forever. My life also changed in 2011 when the Joshua Chamberlain Society, or JCS, added me to their family. JCS adopts wounded veterans and provides lifelong support through tuition, modified vehicles, and much more. Please join the JCS mission by donating today. To donate, visit ChamberlainSociety.org. Thank you.
It's time for the State of Trucking, and we're going to head up to the Great Northwest and visit with Alan Hodges at the Idaho Trucking Association. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
It's great to have you with us here on the program. You know, you and I were kind of chatting during the news break here for just for a moment. And when, you know, every state has its thing, and of course Idaho's thing is a big old potato running around on a flatbed trailer, and we know about the Idaho potatoes. And a lot of folks just say, well, there you go, that's what they got in Idaho. But Idaho is a lot more diverse in terms of commodities, manufacturing, crops, agriculture, mining. You name it, you guys got it up there. So the trucking industry is probably one of the more diverse trucking situations in the country, I would think.
Yeah, the trucking industry in Idaho ranges from anywhere from hauling logs in North Idaho to the sawmills to, like you said, potatoes, but also we grow a lot of onions, and we're known as one of the top onion producer states. And then also we're the only West Coast that has a plant for sugar beets, so there's a lot of sugar beets hauled. A lot of people are unaware that Idaho produces a lot of barley for Budweiser beer. So there's all sorts of different crops that are grown in Idaho, including wheat also.
Well, you had me at beer. So you have food being grown and shipped, hauled. Then you also have food that is being processed, because food processing is one of the biggest industries there that a lot of folks wouldn't think of. So canning, freezing, that sort of thing. So every bit of it is moved by at least one truck, but certainly multiple trucks by the time it's all over with.
Correct. We have a lot of food processing also in the state of Idaho, so that, you know, involves a lot of reefer trucks, dry van trailers, and they haul out. And some of them, we have members that go daily from Idaho to, for instance, Western Washington to the ports to deliver a load to be, you know, exported out. Mm-hmm. So there's all, you know, we even have intermodal freight in Idaho. So
understood. So
go ahead.
I was just going to say that the industry is very diverse, as is the economic base in the state. I would imagine the ITA pretty much mirrors that. Tell us a little bit about the association itself, Alan. A little history, maybe?
Well, the association was founded in 1937, and we're a smaller state, so we're also a smaller association. But its membership is very diverse. We have over-the-road reefer members. We have some log trucks in our membership roles. We have the construction industry, you know, the dump trucks. And we have some ag. Some of our members do more than one freight movement. Like, some members will have maxi flatbeds, and then at the same time, they got grain hoppers and stuff to haul ag products around the state and neighboring states for processing. So it's a pretty interesting mix of trucking companies.
Indeed. We're going to take a real quick break right here, Alan. And when we come back, got a couple of things we're kind of going to zero in on, and that is the future of trucking is got to come from kids. And we were all kids at one time, and we got into what we do generally at a pretty young age. And now that the industry is moving to a 18-year-old interstate driving model, there may be some more hope on the horizon in terms of getting kids in school, high school, interested. And you guys are really taking the lead on that. And we'll talk about the high school program, and also we'll talk about the importance of driver pay and where it kind of fits in that hierarchy. Alan Hodges is with us, president and CEO of the Idaho Trucking Association, on this edition of The State of Trucking. John Turner joins us at the top of the hour for the business of trucking, and then we'll run on less with Mike Wraith from the North American Council of Freight Efficiency. Since its introduction in 1996, the Volvo VM series has been a game changer, redefining expectations of what a truck can be. Whether it's the groundbreaking aerodynamic design, standard driver-side airbags, or the incomparable I-Shift transmission, the iconic VNL has continued to set new standards for the industry. Here's to an amazing quarter century for the VNL and 25 even better years to come. Learn more about the game-changing VNL at your local dealer or volvotrucks.us.
Hi, I'm Ton Ostergaard, chairman of Creek Carrier, Schaefer Trucking, and Hunt Transportation. Just to let you know, we've increased the speed of our trucks to 68 miles per hour and raised driver pay for the third time in the past 12 months. We also have new fleets offering a variety of home time options. Great miles, the best freight, that's Creek Carrier. Average pay for the top 50% of our over-the-road drivers is nearly $2,000 a week. We want safe and reliable drivers to join us. Go to creekcarrier.com to find just the right job for you.
It's the State of Trucking, and this morning, the State of Idaho. Alan Hodges is with us. You have a simulator, and it looks like a pretty nice one, too, Alan. That is courtesy of the members of the Idaho Trucking Association. It's ready to go. You've already taken it to a Middleton High School in the town of Middleton. And tell us a little bit about how that whole thing got started, and then we'll kind of go to the school and talk about what some of the kids have to say about it.
Well, Dave, right before COVID hit, we borrowed a simulator and did a small FFA event and see what the enthusiasm would be from the students. And we thought we were going to be out of there at 6 o'clock in the evening. And we ended up, me and this other person, staying there till like 10 o'clock that night. Students kept coming back saying, can I do it again? Can I do it again? And asking all these questions. And just seeing the looks on their face and the expression, I went to our board of directors and I said, you know, everybody's complaining about the driver situation. And I believe that these students are being missed out. They're not being told about these opportunities. Can we figure out a way to engage them? And so I was directed about a year ago this month to work on getting a grant with the State of Idaho Workforce Development. Turned out to be the fastest grant approval in the State of Idaho. And we got the grant. Our members sponsored the truck and the trailer. And we bought a little Kenworth to pull this around instead of a pickup. And we're just getting ready to unveil it. We've unveiled it at Middleton High School, like you said, but we're getting ready to start dispatching it here in the next few weeks. We've had over 30 requests of schools since it was unveiled in Middleton.
That is really amazing. But it's really not as surprising as folks might think, is it?
No, it's what we're hearing, and it's real interesting. After we unveiled it with the governor and the high school at Middleton, I was getting emails in the middle of the night that night from school superintendents, from principals, from English teachers saying, we're tired of pushing the college narrative. Please bring your truck simulator to our small high school as soon as possible. It went on for like 24 hours. Most of the 30 requests happened in the first 24 hours.
That is really something. It's almost like this is what folks have been waiting for, but they almost didn't even know what they were waiting for until they saw it, and now they know, whoa, this is what we're waiting for. So it's interesting, too, because kids are today, we were into cars when we were in high school, you know, at my age for sure. But what I'm getting at is that kids today aren't so much into cars and trucks. They're more into computers. But trucks are basically a collection of computers on wheels anymore. And obviously a simulator is a gigantic computer when you really think about it. So that probably makes them feel a little bit more at home to begin with. But when you talk to the kids there, had many of them, and now you're in an agricultural state too, so a lot of the kids are going to have worked on farms. A lot of the drivers that are listening to me right now, especially the ones in my generation, started off, you know, 10, 12, 13 years old, driving combines, driving tractors, driving trucks to the railhead or whatever. So some of them, but I would imagine some of the kids really never even thought about trucking until they got behind that wheel of the simulator, and then all of a sudden a new door is open for them.
Yeah, it's been amazing reaction with the students and interacting. They're not being told of these opportunities that are out there. Most of them are being raised anymore that the only way to be successful is to have a four-year degree, and that's not true for everybody. And when we start explaining to them what the industry pays and the type of different jobs, and there's local jobs, you know, you're home every night, or there's the over-the-road jobs, it depends on what they're interested in. To give you an example, I live in an ag area myself, and I had a student notice me in a small convenience store 3 weeks after we unveiled it from that high school. And I recognized a student, too, from taking a spin on it. And he finally came up to me and he said, "Hey, can I use that simulator as part of the training to get my CDL?" And I says, "Yes, that's allowable." And then he turned around and he goes, "How much would you rent that simulator to me for?" I mean, here's 3 weeks later, yeah, and he's still thinking about this. And I told him, I said, "I can't tell you everything right now, but I am aware that your school board and your superintendent and your one of your school administrators is working really hard on being the first school in the state of Idaho to offer CDL training as an elective. I've been pushing that on the side besides engaging the students. And I think we're getting ready that maybe next year we'll have one or two schools in the state doing that. They see the need. They see it's an important industry. And, again, a lot of administrators telling me, we're tired of, you know, just focusing on college, you know. Mm-hmm. Why can't we train a student to go make high five figures or six figures? We have members in Idaho that pay drivers six figures with hazmat. So it's real interesting to watch it change in front of your eyes. You know, you talk about computers. We explain that to them. When I was in high school, there wasn't even a cell phone yet. And I learned to cut my teeth. I used to wash log trucks after school, and lumber trucks, and I cut my teeth in some Peterbilts that had a Cat 1693 with a 5 and a 4, where if you missed a gear moving around the yard, you had to stop and start all over again. And these kids are raised on video games and smartphones, and you introduce them to that simulator, and it makes them think. And the other cool aspect of it is they take away a safety aspect from it. We could throw loops at them, and when they get back on the freeway up here or on a rural highway, they're going to think twice about tailgating or cutting off that truck.
Yeah, boy, but that's a whole nother of area of conversation for sure. You kind of segued sort of into our next topic, though. But one of the things I just wanted to maybe close out the education thing is that trucking is unique in many ways, and it affords a lot of opportunities to learn. You can get a college degree online now pretty much from any university in the world. Trucking is the perfect place. You got 10 hours a day to do nothing but study if that's what you want to do. So you could be making five figures and getting a college degree at the same time, too, if that's what you want to do. So that is another opportunity for folks if they want to continue that way. You know, they can do that. Pay. And you and I kind of talked just briefly again during the news break, but I've been hearing this for you. I'm not saying this, but this is what I've been hearing from drivers for 50 years, is that pay is important. No question about that. And you can't work without pay. But it's not necessarily the top of the list all the time. Respect, honesty, you know, the old joke about, and I mentioned this earlier and everybody's heard it 1,000 times, how do you know when a recruiter is lying, his lips are moving, you know, those old jokes. But honesty is crucial. It always has been. I think it always will be. And respect. And pay obviously plays right up there in that top three. And I think all that's probably what you were getting at when you said pay is not the be-all, end-all.
No, it's not. We have some great members in our association, and they have low turnover. But we still are looking at a 5,000 or plus driver shortage just in the state of Idaho currently. And I think it goes a long way is how you treat the employees and the respect and make them feel that they're doing something that you know, self-accomplishment. Yeah, everybody has to survive and have money. But to give you another example, I still have my CDL, and last fall, some of my neighbor farmers were short drivers on the sugar beet harvest. And ag, from a farmer point where it's coming out of the field, that's not the top paying driving jobs. I got a phone call to help out on a weekend. It wasn't about the money. I knew I was helping society and helping out my neighbors and doing something good for the greater man and getting that product to the plant. And so, you know, I pitched in and helped. And I think a lot of people feel that way. As long as they know that they're doing something good and being treated well by their employers and respected, I think that goes a long ways.
It does indeed. It does indeed. And, you know, that's another thing, too, about serving the country. It's probably just a couple steps under military service in terms of the cause and effect and the service to the country itself. Even the military can't do without truck drivers, for that matter. And I'm just wondering if that sense of patriotism, that sense of community service, national service, is starting to take hold in some folks' minds.
Well, we're finding out with these students, that's one of the things on their mind. You know, they want to do something worthy, we're finding out.
Well, that's
and
the key.
So we make sure to let them know. A lot of them don't understand when they click Amazon on their phone and they just bought something. We explained to them a truck brought that to the local warehouse first. And then, you know, the delivery van comes from the warehouse to your home or your farm and delivers whatever you just purchased. And, you know, in Idaho, the communities rely on trucking over 72%, you know. And these students, when they start hearing this stuff, they're like, you know, it's not just a job sitting behind the wheel. They're finding out how important it is, and they're learning how stuff gets on the store shelves or how they get stuff that they just bought off their phone to their doorstep. So it's multifaceted. It's really interesting, again, engaging these students. We haven't had one student say that this was boring or they didn't like it. They all walk away with a smile on their face, and we don't push anybody. They all sign up voluntary, and we do have a lot of females doing it, too, at the school, which is exciting to see.
It is indeed. It is indeed because, there, as you know, Women in Trucking has done a great deal of work to increase that percentage, but it's still under 10%. Wow. Well, we've just used about 99.9% of our time here. Alan, thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Well, thank you for having us on again. We appreciate it.
Alan Hodges, everybody, President and CEO of ITA, the Idaho Trucking Association. News and weather coming up next. John Turner joins us for the business of trucking, and the phones are open.